Welcome back to the second hour of the program, The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. And we do that all thanks to Hyundai Tucson and Anytime Fitness, the gym for anybody, anytime. Let's continue the round review. Thanks to Simplified People Management, MyHR, easy to use HR software and integrated HR advisory. Just before we do that, Brian, we continue to build this side. What did you decide upon for the starting pack?
So Barlaw comes in,
yep.
Starts.
Yep.
Frizzell,
yes.
My man.
Yep.
Liam Martin.
Yep.
Isaiah.
Okay.
No Cam Murray. Well, we don't know yet, but it doesn't look like he was going to be there.
He's a big
unfortunate.
Out.
Unfortunate. Massive out.
He's a big out. It's Cowboys, your team, Brian, your team.
Well, they were at 60-1.
Yep.
We had a little bit on them.
Yep.
They're not going to win the comp, but.
$15 last week, top eight. It was a terrific proposition. 45 points to 20. Where are the Melbourne Storm at? We just thought the Melbourne Storm were very gettable. You had Munster and Harry Grant down in Adelaide after being in Brisbane. This is a home game. They smacked them last year. Had confident Origin players coming back, and they did that. So 45 points to 20. What about Semi Vallamai?
Oh, how good was it?
Hat-trick on club debut.
So good. Where's Felty? Is he a long-term injury?
No, he was 18th man, wasn't he?
Oh, was he?
I've got a feeling they pushed him to 18th man.
Okay. Well, Vallamai. Be my Valentine's. No, he's good. I've worked them out. They need to be playing in the day. They're a day team.
Yeah, you said that.
So a lot of their wins are becoming, yeah, they don't like the nighttime, 7:30, bit slippery. Now, they were really good. They're getting back to a little bit. I thought Nanai was good coming back after his four-week break. Scotty Drinkwater, he's a little goer, isn't he? I love watching him play. He just doesn't die wondering.
James Tedesco, 25, defeat the Bulldogs, 24.
Yeah, it was a bit like that, wasn't it? I watched that game intently. I may or may not have had a bet. You win some, you lose more. And well, guess what? I won.
Did you? Did you?
Well, I can say that. Why can't I say that, Brooksy?
You can say that.
I wasn't giving out a tip.
No, I know.
I just said what I did last time.
Great with the credit. And it was a nice little joke off the back of it.
No, I know. No, yeah. They were – Teddy was always up for a big game.
Yep.
Just loves getting in there, doesn't he?
He loves it.
Just keep his powder dry a
little bit. Yeah, that's what I would like to see. I don't want to see 22 carries, Teddy. I want to see 15.
I'd like to see him at a buffet. Would he just be into everything?
Oh, mate, things would escalate like beef. I just finished that last night, show.
Yeah, it's good.
Doesn't it just go heckos?
Yeah. Do you reckon, like, Teddy's got a little bit of, you know, he might have a little bit of, not anxiety, just, he can't control, control himself.
Like a nervous energy?
He just needs to be... Around there. I think he just needs to maybe take a Xanax.
And just calm the farm
kickoff.
A little bit.
Socially, like just wants to be a part of it all.
No, not socially. Oh, just when he gets onto the field. He gets his big caboose there.
He's got a great caboose.
It's great. It
you know who wants to get involved? And he has been sitting on the pond for a while. There's been a HIA, which means he needs to come onto the field from Parramatta. Tony's here. Hey, Tone.
Hey, Gong. How are you, mate?
Very good, Tony. Sorry to keep you waiting, mate.
Hey, you all right? Speaking of utility players, like as number 14, what do you guys think about Gutherson? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, throw him in. We're gonna have the greatest bench of
season. 14C, Gutherson.
No, but you're right. At least he can play anywhere in the back line.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant. Like, you know, he plays everywhere. His utility. Like, I was just, you know, putting it out there. Like, you know, as a utility player, he's one of my favourite players at Para. So, just. You know, what are your thoughts?
You're an Eels man, aren't you? I can hear in your voice.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
he'd do a job, but yeah. I don't think Freddie will go with him.
Hey, Tone, like, this comes from Bulldog Bob. He says, Joel and Fletch, are you guys mad?
Yes.
You can't have a specialist 5'8 in Walker on the bench, as he can only play one position, and he goes on. But what I'll say to that, Tone, like, is this. You can have a non-specialist player on the bench, so long as you've got utility in the starting side. So, in other words, you can have Cody Walker there if you have the ability for Jerome Luai to jump into hooker, so to speak. So, you can actually do that.
I was suggesting even put Nico Hines at 5'8 and, you know,
no.
Like Gutherson.
No. We've got to give up on the Nico Hines 5'8 because, A, most of the halves floating around, whether it's Moses or whether it's Reynolds, they're right-sided players. Nico's plays on the right-hand side, and he's the dominant Pied Piper. If we're going to go Nico, we need to be all in on Nico. Mm. I didn't want him at 14 in the first one. Because not because I don't love Nico Hines, but He just, it didn't fit him being on the bench. But I do believe that I'm with Bears head. Let's go Nico to start.
Let's get on him.
Give him the team.
He will thrive on this.
Yep.
Mark my words.
Yep.
And what do you reckon about the halfback then? Who would you throw in halfback?
No, he's a halfback.
Yeah, he's our seven, Tone.
We're staying with Luai.
Ah,
okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to
I know you hate, I know you're a Parramatta man and you don't like Penrith. So... Just suck it up, Tony. Suck it up.
But what we might do for you, what we might do for you, Tone, we might give Mitchell Moses the 18th man, just in case Nico got ironed out. We can activate Mitchell Moses straight into the game at number 7. Okay, you happy with that?
Yeah, no worries.
Beautiful.
I agree with you.
Beautiful. We love you agreeing with us. 1300 01 1170. Let's just go to, in fact, let's go to the Ricky Stewart presser. Can we do that?
When did we miss him, mate?
When did you miss him?
Yeah.
Well, I was wondering if you ever missed him.
It was 18-0 with 67 to go.
And then they scored 3 tries and it got a bit hectic there.
But you reckon Jared would have stopped those 3? Now, and these Muppets who have been bagging me, they're all the guys who read the textbooks and talk about courageous leadership, man management, and they'll go out and talk at corporate functions, but they can't actually execute it. And that was a big risk tonight, and I knew I was going to cop it. Copper from every one of you in here tonight if we had got beaten. But I was prepared to take the risk. That's leadership. Not these other Muppets who pretend they know.
I love it. The game needs stuff like that. But what I'll say, Brian, why does he give a rats?
That's just his personality. You can't get one over him.
No.
It must just, I'd hate to be in his brain.
Just smile and wave, shoulder arms, you got the win. You got.
That's what makes sticky.
Does he need the confrontation?
I think he needs to hate someone to get that motivation going.
Mm.
But imagine being in his head.
Yeah.
You couldn't relax. No. Him and Teddy at the buffet.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Sticky as the next New South Wales coach, potentially? That's what they're saying in the papers today. I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah, but why? Let's go, Fred. Fred's our man.
Fred,
I'm not even thinking about it. Go the Fred. 1300 01 1170. We're still in Parramatta, are we? Charlie's there. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, mate.
What's happening, Charlie?
Charlie, if you're bringing up another Parramatta... are you a Parramatta man, first of all?
Nah, not Parramatta man. Tigers man.
Good,
I'm thinking Luke Brooks.
Brooksy.
Oh, yeah.
Throw him in there.
I was thinking Luke Brooks.
Yeah, good on. Get him in there. You want him starting at
7? Yeah, what do you reckon?
Hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Starting over Hines.
Okay. Why are you thinking this, Charlie?
Where's this come from? Because... he's become a more dominant player since Adam Dewey got injured.
Yes.
So I'm thinking he's becoming good under pressure. So I reckon if you chuck him in starting, I reckon he'll do a good job.
Okay.
He'll do the Blues proud.
Wouldn't that be a story?
Hey, Charlie, what do you think about this, Rob?
That would be a story.
Who's your story team?
Brooksy comes in.
Brooksy comes in. But, you know, remember this, right? So, sorry, Charlie. So this is what happened. So when Finchie played, so Gowie went down, Baz went down. It was this could effectively happen. What if we get okay, here we go. Renault's gone.
Last man standing.
When would Brooks get a go? How many halfbacks?
Okay.
Hines gone. Just argument's sake.
Humour me. Humour you. Hines.
Gone.
Reynolds.
You hurt his knee.
Moses.
He's back. He's got something on his back.
Okay. Who's got the tooth infection?
That was clear. He's gone.
No, there must be someone else with one.
No, that's a 3. I'm just trying to think.
You see the next one, or is there someone in between?
Brooksy, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. So, mate, it's not out of the realms of possibility.
Fourth and lane.
So we've worked out he's got to come forth.
Is he going to beat Jackson Hastings at the punch?
First 4. Yeah. Brooks is in front of Jacko.
As a player, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'd put him up there.
All right. Well, there's our first 4. Let's box them. And don't forget, you win some, you lose more.
Let's just put them all on the bench. Hey, by the way, I'll keep this up your sleeve, Charlie, for those who have been getting stuck into our man Twall. And if you see him, tell him he needs to come onto the show. Like the cum dog, he came on, scored 3. That's just what happens. Jermaine Asako scored 2 the week before. Whoever comes on this week will probably score 4. That's what's going to happen. But everyone's into Twall. He hasn't scored. Well, listen here, Queenslanders.
Yeah.
How many tries has Pat Carrigan scored in the last 83 matches, eh? Eh? None.
Ooh. Yeah, hang on, Charlie.
Scored?
Charlie. Exactly. Charlie.
Yeah.
What about this one? Simon the Pieman. Get this in here. Boys, I understand this may be perceived as a little bit out there. He wants Ryan Madison at 7.
Yeah.
Ooh, as centre, did you say?
No. At seven, at halfback.
Oh, seven. Oh. Mm. No.
He'll have to get his own jumper.
Oh, yeah.
Have to get tailor made.
Couldn't pay for that.
I need to find out where
Charlie,
Brooks is.
Well, Tigers have turned a corner the last month anyway.
Yeah, Dino's down in the gong. Hello, Dino. Thank you, Charlie.
How are you, boys?
Good, Dino.
All right, I got one for you. Ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Hit me, Dino.
Jacob Little from the Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you want Jacob? At nine?
Nah, 14, mate. 14.
14, right. Okay, he's not ready for the big step
up.
You
went full Grego mode then.
Nah. Seriously, boys, I reckon this is what will end Freddie's nightmare, right? You ready for this one?
Yep.
Okay, yep.
You go Cookie 9, Appy 14, Graham 3, the Trill 4, and then you have Reynolds and Walker 6 and 7. Hallelujah. We'll screw the Maroons in their own home ground too.
That's a popular one. What he has up his sleeve and as a bit of a positive, I suppose. And how big a positive is this, boys? We're in Camp Nicho.
Yep.
Reno's home ground is Suncorp Stadium. Mm. Is that a factor?
Mm. It would be, of course. That would come into consideration.
Yeah.
But give this kid a crack. Give this kid a crack.
Yeah.
I got a saying, right? You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Did you like that, Dino? I just made that up then.
No, I've never heard that before, Bedhead. That's a good one.
Thanks, brother. Thanks, Dino. Dino, what's going on with that noise? What are you doing? You're playing, it sounds like you're playing Jenga or something.
No, I'm just doing something that you should do every now and then, Bedhead. I'm exercising.
Hey, where are you? Dino, are you in the Anytime Fitness gym?
No, I don't do the gym, mate.
No, mate.
So where are you training then? Where are you doing exercise? Punching a few hot ones?
I'm actually doing a fast-paced walk.
Oh, okay. What's the noise then? You're wearing some sort of
slippers. I've got the AirPods in, mate.
Okay.
How
far are you going to walk today, Dino?
I do 5Ks in the morning, 3Ks in the afternoon, 6 days a week.
Okay, solid. Dino, this is what you need to do.
Hang on, I've got to get a picture.
Here I
Dino, how old are you?
I'm 47. 47?
47. All right. What do you weigh? Yeah. What are you tipping the scales at?
What I weigh? I weigh 83 kilos.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's got a bit of muscle. What's your height?
I'm very, very tall. You ready? I'm very, very tall.
Okay, I'm ready for
it. 5'6" and a half. Don't forget.
5'6" and 85 kilos. You're a Fadeepa. You're a little Tubbsy Dino just rolling around the hills down there in Wollongong.
Just at Albion
Park, you little dirtbag Dino. So when you go walking, are you walking by yourself or you got a mate?
No, I do it all by myself. I listen to Vossi and Brandy. I like stirring Brandy up in the morning. I get him going, don't you worry. I've got him upset a couple of times.
Yep.
With the bunnies and Penrith. And in the afternoon I listen to you lads.
Good on you.
So how tall did you say you are, Dino?
5'6".
Yeah, what's that in centimetres?
5'6". 165 centimetres. I'm tall.
165 centimetres, calculate. Okay,
yeah.
Mate,
yeah, I'm a big
BMI,
yeah,
30.5.
Nah, gone?
30.5, you've got to keep walking. Yeah. I need to join you. But, mate, you were going good at 83 kilos, the height part that let you down.
Yeah, I was thinking, have you got really dark hair, Dino? I'm thinking like you've got like Ray Martin in his heyday, really nicely trimmed hair.
No, your big mate Nathan, he knows me well, mate. He knows my wife really well.
Hey, Dino. Hang on. Righto, name brother.
What goes on? Yeah.
That sounds terrible, doesn't it?
So, so you're down there in Wollongong. Do you ever get out to the Hacienda out there at Glenhaven?
No. I'm in Northern. I'm located up the Northern, up God's country, and you know, like Winoona, Bulleye, Corrimal.
Oh, yeah, it is a good part of
the God's country, lads.
Hey, Dino.
It is.
Is it a popular walking place where you're going at the moment?
Walking home at the moment, but the one in the morning is a very popular walking space.
Yeah. Oh, so you could just high-five someone for us right now. Yeah.
Do you walk with glasses on, Dino? Sunnies? Are you one of those?
No, because in the morning it's dark, in the afternoon. No, it depends how, if it's glary, it's bad. You know? It depends if it's glary. You know? Okay. But I got my, I wear my South Sydney training shorts. I've seen the big deal a few times, you know. And
yeah. No, with,
you're heavy. I was going to say that, Dano. You must you must have to stop a lot when you've got to pick up those names every time you keep dropping them.
Well, it doesn't take me long because I've only got short legs, you see. So I've got to do a lot of walking. I'm short and stocky, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you're stocky. I think you're fat.
No. Dino, you've got to lose 2 kilos to get yourself back into the next BMI range, okay? So ring us when you've done that, and hopefully I've done the same thing.
Okay, mate, that's a deal. I'll get onto it, and I'll ring Brooksy and let you know once I've done it. I'll take a photo.
Oh, you know Brooksy too. That's 3 names. Mm. No problem. All right, mate. Good on you, Dino.
Is there anyone you don't know, Dino?
I would say some, but I might offend you. See you, boys.
There he is. Right, on mate. Debut, the debutant Dino. Let's go to Big Rewarders, where Christopher's there. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Fletch, Joel, how are you?
Going good, Christopher.
I've got our band at 14 for you.
Yes.
You ready?
Hang on. How tall are you, Chris?
Yeah.
mate, I'm 183.
Oh, nice. What are you weighing?
Kilos?
Centimetres, mate.
What are you?
89
kg. Oh, yeah. He's right in sweet spot. He's right in.
He is... BMI Monday, he's absolutely flat. Yeah, you're going good. You're going to lose a little bit, but I reckon...
No, he's good.
Get to 83 kilos, I recommend for you.
Are we are we fat shaming people now?
No.
You can't be doing that.
No, we're encouraging people.
I am, yeah. You're allowed to.
FS.
We're BMI. Fletcher.
All right, Chris.
Josh Schuster, number 14.
All right. I've got to go. See you, Chris. See you, buddy. He's going so well.
So good. The run home with Joel and Fletch. Welcome back to the run home. Almost half time here on your Monday. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Just to mop up the rest of the round, which we haven't yet got to. Rabbitohs 46 defeat the Titans 28. They took an early lead, and it was quite unusual because in the starting lineup for the Titans, you had Haas, Fasumala'awi, and Fifita. But they were all the younger brothers, weren't they?
Correct.
Of all the big stars. Haas, Fifita, Fasumala'awi. Alex Johnson picks up another hat-trick. So the last 5 weeks, 4 of the 5 weeks, he scored at least a double. He is absolutely airborne. And Menzies is next cab off the rank. So Ken Irvine, 212. Slater, 190. Menzies, 180. And Johnston, 178. So he could join the Beaver as early as this week, the way he's going. Injuries, Odekan, Murray and Jai Arrow. And Arrow's looking at 8 weeks on the sideline. So this is the thing. We're all sort of anointing our premiers, but it's such a brutal journey. So there's a long way to go.
Just on that, young Randall, it was, and I'm not saying it was a hip drop. I'm not saying he intentionally did it. But it looks suspiciously like ones I've seen that have been penalised. Have we just gone off them? There was when Jai Arrow did his syndesmosis. And there was one in the Warriors game as well against the Dolphins. So they dropped off that. Now they're targeting the halfback where you can't even touch him.
Off the kicks, you mean?
Off the kicks, yeah. It seems to me they've dropped off the hip drops.
Oh, gotcha. In terms of focus.
Yeah. Because did you see young Randall when he got... It looked like a hip drop to me. It's very similar to what's been penalised and what's been... some players have been suspended.
That's a tough thing for fans, like the crackdowns. How long are these crackdowns lasting? Because you're saying, theoretically, let's say, Fletch, you're going from rounds 3 to 10, the hip drop is going to be penalised and binned, and then thereafter, it's just going to be on report later on. We're not really stopping the game.
Wasn't even on report, this one.
But yeah, exactly. So that's where, when you watch a team and you watch a game and something's picked, let's say, and going, okay, we're cracking down on this and there's a penalty and there's 10 in the bin and they subsequently get 10, 12 points off it. And then you watch a game 3 weeks later and nothing happens and it just play on central. Sugar, like, it's a tough watch.
Sugar has a saying called recency bias.
Yes. Mm. Subsequently.
he went good yesterday. He was quite
definitely
effective. He was quite effectively.
Okay. I've got the reports this week. And
what's the reports?
The charges, the main charges, Joseph Swali'i, 3 to 4 matches. They'll accept that.
Yeah, he got 3 weeks for the shittest kick ever, I think. Did you see that?
No.
Shank. When he went to go and just kicked it like 20 metres.
I didn't see that.
But to his credit, get this around you.
Yeah.
Get this into you. So I had a friend up there, the great Duck from your minor. Mm. He was up there at the Gosford yesterday.
Catching footies?
Yeah. No. Oh. So after full time, Joseph went out in the field and kicked for an hour from the exact same spot.
Oh, did he?
Yep.
Was it a goal kick?
It was a goal kick.
Gotcha.
So he went out and was kicking for an hour.
Wow.
Then his boys went out and were retrieving the balls for him, and then Joseph gave him their boots.
Good on him.
So good on you.
You know what Spud was going to do? So Spud was calling reserve grade up there. He I don't know if he did it, but he said he was going to do it for Fox League. He was going to take his jet ski there because he lives on the Northern Beaches.
Yeah.
He said it'd take him an hour and a half to drive, or he could get the jet ski across in half an hour.
But he didn't do it because Fox wouldn't pay for the petrol.
He was doing an SEN broadcast afterwards.
Now, boys, are you finished, Sugar?
No, I'm not finished.
Oh, okay.
Just to whip through the other one. So an early guilty plea for Jared Wallace. Three matches.
What was that for?
That was for a shoulder charge,
yes.
which I think it was.
Yep.
Anthony Milford, this changed the game. They were hanging in there, the Dolphins, and then he came up with a dangerous contact. They got two tries whilst he was off. He's gone for three matches.
Yep.
Chris Randall.
Oh, here we go.
One match.
Oh, so they got him. They got him okay, why only one where
first offence?
Dale Finucane was three or 4 weeks.
Well, he's deemed a grade two and it's a first offence. I don't know what.
Grade two hippie.
Well, it says dangerous contact, but it'd be hippie, I think. Yeah. Hippie long stocking. What other ones are the main ones here? A lot of fines.
Exo hippie.
A lot of fines. Julia Robinson too. So she got 1 to 2 matches, but I think that's going to the judiciary. So we'll see how that plays out. Obviously, Isabel Kelly. I'm hearing good news out of all that as the latest. But anyway, 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Blake Brayley cops a fine, which I think is good. Did you see that, hippie?
No.
It was nothing. It was absolutely nothing.
Are you sure Randall's is the hippie?
Well, it says dangerous contact. I'm not sure it's the hippie, no.
Mm.
No.
Travelling, you know, I end up combi. Okay, boys, it's He-Man Monday. So I'm going to bring this in from some advice because a lot of people ask me all the time, what's your advice? And I said, well, I live my life by these rules.
Yep.
He-Man rules.
Yes.
So this is He-Man rules.
Yeah.
So as you know, I used to love He-Man when I was a child.
Right.
Still do. And I think we can learn a lot of stuff out of He-Man. Take it away, tourist.
In today's story, Elena tried taking a magic potion which she thought would help her. Well, she found out there aren't any magic potions. And you know what? There aren't any magic drugs either. Anytime you take one from anybody but your parents or your doctor, you're taking a very big chance. You're gambling with your health. Maybe even your life. Drugs don't make your problems go away. They just create more.
Time for this.
Monday morning feels so bad.
On the run home, it's time for Monday A-Grades, with thanks to Country Trucker Caps. Just a bloke and his missus producing high quality and customised headwear.
Yeah, my A-Grade's going to relate to the medical profession, and our next guest might be able to enlighten us. But before we do so, Brian, have you got an A-Grade or a Michael?
Not really. I got the A grades of those dudes in the, I think they're playing the Blacktown comp or the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Those blokes having a stink outside seriously.
Yeah, the rugby league, and it all spills out.
Spills into the car park. It's been all over
kids,
the news.
Kids around. It's ordinary.
Like, far out.
Yeah, it's pretty ordinary. Have you got an A grade, Brooksy?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to the States for mine. The Taylor Swift's doing a tour around the US, and there's some Taylor Swift fans that are wearing diapers to the shows. They go for 3 hours and they don't want to miss any of it.
Mm.
So instead of going to the toilet, they're wearing diapers. And the quote is, the diaper rash and trench foot was worth this moment. And it was posted on Instagram, like close-ups of Taylor Swift.
Like, what so are they doing? Lining up to get into the concert?
No, they don't. They'll go. They got tickets. They're going to the event.
And they're at the front.
But they're putting a diaper on so they don't have to go to the toilet.
Can you just call it a nappy?
Oh, I'm just quoting the post. Nappy, diaper.
Well, it's not called a diaper.
That's ordinary.
Sorry.
Do you call a dummy a pacifier?
No, never.
Good. Well, don't call it a diaper.
Okay. Noted.
Noted.
Wow.
Tourist, do you have an A-grade?
A-grade. I might be me, depending on, you can decide. But it's either me or it's the Combank Stadium Bar.
Yeah.
$12 for a Tui's schooner. Mm. Outrageous, unacceptable, not happy about it.
It's island pricing, mate.
I know it is, but I'm still a cheap Scotsman. I can't take it.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. A bit of both. Okay, let's go to Dr. Mark. I need to run my A-grade past him. Hello, Dr. Mark.
Well, I think the A-grade is the whole Penrith back line. Never impressed with them. Anyway, be that as it may. Look, I'm thinking groin injuries here. And I'm thinking Cam Murray. Do you remember Ricky Stewart? He had a groin injury for about 3 years.
Yes.
Yep. When he was playing. Well, what happens is that you've got the adductors attached to your bottom part of your pubic bone and the three abdominal muscles attached to the top part of it. And so when they get torn, they're very hard to fix. The only way you really fix them, if you do a bad one, is to go into the off-season and give it a rest. But you never know. When they say someone's got a groin injury, you're never quite sure what it's, you know, the implications are and how long it's going to take to fix it.
Yeah, so you can needle them, but I know Freddie's got a rule that you have to train from day one of the camp.
Yeah.
So you can't. That's what happened with Campbell Graham. So by all reports, I don't think Cam's going to make it.
Well, the problem with needling is that you're deadening the pain, so therefore you do more damage and you tear it even more and you don't know what you're doing. That's always the problem. You remember the great Graham Langlands needled in the grand final against these?
Yep, correct. Yeah, we'll talk about that early. And I'll tell you what, Cameron Murray, Brian, doesn't strike me by a bloke who likes to lie around and do nothing.
No, I know. We're just looking at Cam Murray's Instagram page and there's a picture of him in his budgies down at Clovelly Beach looking quite dapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to write life.
He's a good guy. I've talked to him once or twice. He's quite a nice bloke. Yeah.
Doc, what do you specialise in? I know. I think I've asked you this before, but I forget.
I'm a general surgeon. I do thyroids, breast cancer, bowel cancer, and emergency. Bowel.
Do you know what
appendixes? I don't do bone.
You know what I had, Doc, when I was over in England? An intussusception.
Right. What? Your small bowel or your large bowel? Or both?
Small bowel.
Okay, and did you need surgery or?
Yeah, they chopped it out.
Oh,
so they chopped it out, and I've got to get. I didn't know this, but you'll be able to explain this. But every bit of your intestine takes all the nutrients it gives your body. So the piece that they took out of mine is B12. So I need to get artificial B12 injections.
How often, Brian?
Yeah, that's called your ileum. That's the lower bit before your small bowel joins onto your onto your large bowel.
There you go. This is good talk. Yeah, okay. This is bowel-a-thons.
Now, Dr. Mark, I need you to help me with I need to know why this happens. So I have noticed over the years, you go to the doctors and there's always a big wait, right? And then the answer could be, okay, it's a resources thing and I cop that. But the last few times I've been to the doctors, I have specifically made sure I was the first person on the list. So you're booked into a time and still... Every time I'm waiting around for half an hour, which clearly if I'm the first patient, that means that it's going to stuff the whole day up and every single person who's got a booking for a time are going to turn up and be inconvenienced by this half an hour window or whether that escalates or what. So my question is, because it's happened too frequently, do doctors do this as a power play or why is it always the case? Why can it not be, you know, if you've got an 8:15 booking and you're first cab off the rank, why are you not seeing the doctor at 8:15?
Well, it depends. There's a multiple workload aspect to this. Like I work at four hospitals, and I get up early and go and see them. But there may be difficulties with the patient takes a lot longer than you're thinking. So whatever you do, you know, even if you've left enough time, you still may get things curveballs come and get to you, which take time, and that's my problem. But it's the way it is.
So it's not a power play because the last two I've been the first person cab off the rank. So there's no patient before me holding me up.
Mm. Doctor's late.
I thought it might have been a power play.
Well, ask the guy. Ask the doctor what's happened. What's the problem?
Mm. Hey, Doc, have you ever had have you ever had a patient? Are you breaking up? Doc?
Sorry, you're talking about a GP or a specialist or what?
GP.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the GP's been doing house calls or something. I don't know.
Doc, can I ask you this? Have you ever had a patient come on to you while you've been... Because we're just talking about plumbers and tradies who, when they go to a job sometimes, the client might want a bit of a cuddle. Has that ever happened ever in your career?
No, because you make sure that it doesn't. If you do that sort of thing, you'll get into a lot of trouble.
No, you've
got to keep it professional.
The other way, Doc. If a patient has come to you and said, "I'm lonely. I'd like to go to Sizzler with you."
Or being overtly flirtatious.
Yeah.
No. I think that you've got to make sure that doesn't happen. And I suppose it's your body language as well. And if you keep it all professional, then look, you just can't afford to do anything else.
No, I know that. I'm not saying you're not doing anything. I'm saying if you can't control what the patient does, because, you know, I'm listening to you. You're quite charismatic.
Yeah.
I don't know what you look like, but I'd imagine you're a bit of a McDreamy sort of thing out of Grey's Anatomy. I'd just like to know
I've been accused of many things, but never been dreamy.
Okay. All right. Good on you, Doctor.
Good on you, Doc. Great to have your company on this particular. We need to keep the Doc's number too. If we ever need a big inquiry about something, we'll call the Doc, Dr. Mark. Let's go to Nath, who's up there at Karawa on the Central Coast. Hello, Nath.
Hey, boys.
How are you, Nath?
Good.
What's happening, Nat?
Karula.
What did I say?
Karula.
Don't know.
I was calling up for a judgmental BMI reading. This has me going to my GP, all this doctor talk.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Hang on.
Yep, I'm here. I'm ready for you. What have you got?
Hang on, before we get into this, Nate, do you smoke?
No smoking.
Do you drink?
Yes. I'm a tradie, so I tip a couple in yet.
Okay. How many units per week?
Yeah. How many longies?
Oh, you always lie to your doctor, don't you? So,
we're not doctors.
Oh. Yeah.
We're just fat radio hosts.
Couple beers a week, maybe a can a week, some of that.
Yeah.
Maybe a whisk more if you're not talking to the missus.
All right. Now, Nath, what's your weight?
102.
What's your height?
188.
Well, tall timber. He's in the back row for our team.
Not bad. And what sort of trade are you doing?
Roofing.
Oh, so you're up there in your volleys and you're getting around up there. No harness, I expect.
I'm okay with this. He's got a score of 28.9. Anything under 30 is fine, I reckon.
Happy with that.
Yeah, well done, Nat.
What sort of drill do you use? What sort of drill do you use? You call this drill?
Makita. They're all the same.
Perfect. No, is that rank one? Zito's, they're rank.
What's the worst?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, they're good. They're good, sorry. Osrito, good.
Yeah.
What the other ones are rank.
Yeah. Ryobi's.
No, they're grouse too.
Oh, they're good too, yeah.
All drills are good. Nath, you'd love to be in this studio there when I was just throwing out drills. Apparently, we've got a new sponsor, and they're a drill. We don't know who they are.
Really good.
Yeah.
No, Makita on board. They're
yes,
always
yeah,
on.
Makita.
Yeah, they're fine.
Azito.
Yeah. Azito are on.
Yeah. They've been on for a long time.
Yeah.
I was thinking. I got it mixed up with Rank Zito.
Rank Zito.
Costco.
Righto, Nat. Good on you, mate. You keep it under the 30 BMI you're flying. Let's go to Joel from Sylvania. Hello, Joely.
G'day, fellas. How's he going?
We're going good, mate.
Joel.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah. Are you down Sylvania way?
I'm down Sylvania, mate. Yeah.
Did you ever run into the great Gus Gould?
I wish, mate. I haven't seen the big Gusso around. I don't hang around those Chinese restaurants, you know.
No, but he's down there. He knocks around down
there. And not so big anymore.
I thought he bought, I think he did, George Freeman's joint.
George Freeman? Nah, mate. I don't rub with the elite like that.
Okay. All right. Oh, you're on the other side of Sylvania. You're not Sylvania Waters.
No, I'm on the other side, boys. Sorry about that.
Sylvania Lakes. Yeah. It's all right.
I just would give you the ring to throw it. A bit of a selection change for the New South Wales team.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that Big Appy takes a bit of time away from these halves. What are your thoughts on Cook in, Walker and Hines in the halves?
I'm less bothered on the Cook versus Appy argument with Cleary out, to be honest. So I'm happy with both. If you go for, I do like Appy, to be honest with you, but I do love Cookie, so I don't mind Brian. I don't want both.
You don't want both at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, you've gone against my selection. I was going to go with both, but
yeah, I don't think it's. I think it's a waste having both. I don't think we need to do that.
We got
flat, passes out of dummy half, big cookie, runs when he wants to run, pass when he wants to pass. Appy just looks too pretty all the time, I feel.
Oh, okay. I think he,
takes a bit of time off the halves in the 20.
Appy defends better. Jump out and fiddle here. Appy's a better defender than Cookie.
Yeah. Fair enough.
No, it's just my opinion. My opinion's dog shit. Hey, Joel. Joel, are you a tradie as well?
Yep. I'm a tradie.
Okay, hit me with your BMI. I'm just going to hammer you here. Just get straight into it. How tall are you?
173.
Put it in the flux capacitor here.
Yeah.
And your weight?
Weight's 90.
90.
On the dot.
Oh, how many sausage McMuffins are you getting into in the morning?
Yeah, you're just
I'm
over.
I'm going to the ground for speed.
30.1, Jolly.
Let's play on. He can lose that.
30.1.
Go down to Gus's joint, knock on his door and go for a run. You, him and Dino from Wollongong.
Mark Coyne's down the road from them.
I'll have a crack.
Yeah.
Get down there.
Yeah. No worries, lads. I'll do me best.
Hey, Joel, did you ever get down to the crest at Sylvania?
Oh, nah.
Nah. Do you actually really live in Sylvania, Joel?
Yeah. Is that a poly?
I live in Sylvania, mate. Yeah.
We don't reckon you do.
Yeah.
We reckon you live in Silverwater, Silverwater Jail.
Good on you, Joel.
You're just on the buy-ups.
We're going to go, mate. Right, the run home with Joel and Fletch.
See you, Tubbsy, Joel.
Welcome back to the run home with Joel and Fletch. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Tony's on the text line. He said, I bumped into Gus and the big man at Carrying Bar Bunnings on different days. Didn't say boo because it must pee them off. Privacy is golden, says Tony.
Yeah, they'd like it.
They'd like it? Yeah.
Gus, not so much. Big man's pretty good, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he wouldn't mind it. Like champion, you'd say. Hey, lads, I watched a bit of the Super League Magic round last night. I know it's a little thing, but watching them play the ball is horrendous. Mm. Yeah, they haven't tried to even touch the ball for about 20 years more, I reckon. Do they not have to touch the ball with their foot when playing the ball? Cheers, fellas.
Well, you know my thoughts on it.
Given up on it.
Just roll it. They all do it. My thoughts are just...
Rat's ass anyway.
Yeah, bit like touch. Just
does it change the game?
Doesn't.
Putting your foot on it? Just roll it. And if it's too loosey-goosey, that's on you.
Mm. It's just a waste.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think it's so important. 1300 01 1170. We'll break. Plenty more still to come on the run home with Joel and Fletch.